Yeah, so in reading the book, I'm sure this is the universal experience of people who read it, but the first thing the reader does is try to figure out which style he or she owns. And I'm sure there's some self-deception at play in the conclusions people draw there. But honestly, I think I tend to be a giver in most respects, but I'm a kind of battered giver, and I'm a very busy giver, right? So I noticed that a few things are happening now. One is there are some salient cases where I feel like I've been taken advantage of, and it's sort of mattered. So now I'm more on guard in certain situations. I view my past self as a naive giver, right?
Yeah.
So as a kind of a mark. And I have, to some degree, outsourced my disagreeableness and my disposition not to give reflexively to, you know, a manager, a lawyer. I mean, there's a layer between me and reality and all the takers of the world. And that, to some degree, I'm sure many people experience this, it can be a kind of good cop, bad cop relationship where you get to kind of maintain your dominant style because you have an asshole who's working for you, right?